I'm Ricky Bevington for 88.5 GPB Atlanta. Americans have long been fascinated by stories of young women, usually pretty, usually white, who go missing. As we say in the South, they up and vanish. Atlanta filmmaker Payne Lindsay tapped into this national true crime pastime with his 2016 investigative podcast about Tara Grinstead, a 30-year-old South Georgia beauty queen and high school teacher whose 2005 disappearance went unsolved for over a decade. Now, Lindsay is back with season two of his hit podcast, Up and Vanished. He joins me now via Skype from Colorado, where season two takes place. Thank you for being here.
Yeah, no worries.
So why did you pick Crystal Ann Risinger as your next podcast subject?
You know, I went through hundreds of cases, almost in the thousands, from just emails that people had sent me. And in season one of Up and Vanished, we covered Tara Grinstead, who was a missing high school teacher and former beauty queen in South Georgia. And the case of Crystal Ann Risinger is different because she was different. I think that a lot of the news stations and the media in general tend to sort of make a value judgment against some of the victims in stories like these. Sort of like the missing white woman syndrome. I think that Crystal is unique in the sense that, I mean, she wasn't a teacher. She wasn't a beauty queen. She had, you know, all these tattoos. She was into all these different things that mainstream people aren't into.
Describe Crestone, Colorado, where Risinger went missing.
Crestone, Colorado is an amazing, bizarre place. It is extremely remote. It's about 3.5 hours south of Denver. And it really is just in the middle of nowhere. It's got all these little dirt roads, windy dirt roads that go up into these different spiritual temples. Basically, any religion you can name, it's probably there. There's over 15 different spiritual centers and temples there. And so it definitely attracts a very unique crowd.
And Risinger was there for spiritual development, as her friends and family have described to you on the podcast. She was last seen at a drum circle. What were the circumstances around her disappearance?
One of the biggest problems with this case is that law enforcement, even her friends and family, people who knew her, her timeline of when exactly she went missing is very gray. But the last known time that she was seen was at this full moon drum circle. And basically every month in Crestone, when there's a full moon, this group of people, a lot of the locals get together on top of this mountain and they have a fire, they play instruments, they have drums, they have food, and they basically just sing and dance into the night under the light of a full moon. So this was the last time anyone could really place Crystal somewhere, was at one of these full moon drum circles.
And I should clarify for listeners, Crystal Ann Risinger was 29 years old when she disappeared 2 years ago. And I've purposely not used her age because she may still be alive, in which case she would be in her early 30s. So I have to credit you, Payne, for being sensitive about that. What can audiences expect to be different with season two than with season one in the case of Tara Grinstead in terms of your production?
Personally, I think it sounds better. We've built a bigger, stronger team to make this podcast since season one. The characters in this story are in some ways wildly different. This is a world and a place that a lot of people, most people even, are unfamiliar with. It's very scary at times. There's this really strong sense of light and dark, lightness and darkness in this place. And I think that the podcast does a great job of telling you that.
Payne, where did you grow up in Georgia?
I grew up in Kennesaw.
The reason I ask you that question is because I wonder if you're somewhat of a modern day Southern Gothic author of the early part of this last century, like a Flannery O'Connor or Carson McCullers, where there's something about being a Southerner and your storytelling is steeped in this mystery and magic. And now in the digital age, you're doing this on podcast and on documentary and on video and audio. I just would suggest that maybe that has something to do with it, which is why I asked you. What do you think?
No, you're probably right. I really like creating these worlds for people. And that's one thing that's really special about season two of Up and Vanish is that this is an entire world that we've created with all these different sounds and this music and these people, these characters, all these different storylines that are intersecting. And if this were to be a scripted movie and I was just to write a script and I was to cast the characters, every character you could imagine exists here in real life. It's this really sort of deep dive into people. And I think that part of it is really interesting. And I just love to create this world that people can fall in love with, even if the premise of it is something dark.
Payne Lindsay, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Payne Lindsay is the Atlanta-based co-creator and host of the true crime podcast Up and Vanished. Season 2 premieres today. I'm Ricky Bevington.